إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, الحمد لله. And I say الحمد لله because in whatever Allah سبحانه وتعالى does, there is always خير. So الحمد لله, our brother عبد المتين, for whom we were doing dua in Juma for many weeks now. This Friday, this Juma, he passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved him from the pain that he was in. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed him from all pain forever now, inshallah. We make dua for him. And I request all of you to make dua for Abdul Mateen and for his family, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should fill his qabr with noor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should free him from all trials and tribulations of the qabr, and should resurrect him with and in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba, and give him the shade of the arsh on the day when there will be no shade except his shade, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the water from Al-Kawthar, from the Mubarak hand of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him in the group which will cross As-Sirat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghayri hisab. We ask you also to please make dua for his family, that they should have sabr. Alhamdulillah, they have sabr. Yesterday I saw them when I went for the janaza, his father and the others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. They were an example for us of how to behave in the face of bereavement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them sabr and grant them the best in this dunya wal akhirah. And that brings me to today's reminder for myself more than anybody else, and for all those who want to take a reminder. And that is, somebody asked Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, they said, what is this life compared to the hereafter, compared to death? And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, this life compared to the life hereafter is like the sword in the sheath, and when the sword is pulled out. When the sword is in the sheath, it cannot cut anything. But when the sword is pulled out, that's when the sword becomes a sword. He said, the life in this world is like this. I remind myself and you that, you know, if you go to the cinema, if you go to a play, when does the play actually start? Does it start when you enter the theater? Does it start when the lights are dimmed? When does it actually start? It starts when the curtain is lifted. When the curtain parts, that is when the show begins. That is when it starts. And that's exactly the situation of maut. Maut, death, is not the name of the cessation or the termination of life. Death is the name of the termination of the ability to do anything. موت خاتمے کا نام نہیں ہے, موت زندگی کے ختم کا نام نہیں ہے, موت اختیار کے ختم کا نام ہے. In this life, we can do many things. We have options. We can make choices. And Allah سبحانہ وتعالی جل جلالہ in His wisdom and in His mercy did not even leave us to decide which is a good choice and which is not a good choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically told us which is a good choice and which is not a good choice. But once we die, when the curtain is lifted, the show begins. And when the show begins, you have no control over what happens. And that's exactly what happens when the curtain lifts. When you see the malaika, who come for you. Somebody asked, one of the scholars, an atheist, he asked one of the scholars, he says, what if you die and you find that there is nothing? There is no God, there is no Akhirah. The scholar replied, what if you die and you find there is? That's a very, very beautiful answer, no? He said, what if you find there is nothing? He said, what if you die and find there is? So alhamdulillah, we are not even there. We know there is, and that's why we are working. We're not doing it in doubt. But I'm saying, even if somebody is doing it in doubt, he is still better than the one who is not doing it. Even there. Yeah? So what will we see? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to show us these things. Whenever I mention these ahadith or these are not individual ahadith, but a collection of ahadith where the whole narration is done, I always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it true, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen and it is His shan that He completes everything. So I always say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you make me say this and you make the other people who hear me hear it. Now complete the circle by making us all see it. So what will we see? What did Rasulullah say about the good soul? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all qulubul mutma'inna, ruhul, the soul which is a qalb which is salim. Rasulullah said, when the malaika come, the person who has spent his time in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at least I can bear witness that Abdul Mateen was a man like that. A person who has spent his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the malaika come, he welcomes them. For the Muslim, for the mu'min, the happiest day of his life is the day he dies. Happiest day, absolutely the number one happy day of his life. A day, if he could, at that point in time, he would jump with joy, he would rejoice. But of course, he's dead at that time, he's dying. Happiest day, absolutely the most delightful, the most happiest day for the mu'min is the day he dies, because that is the day he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. That is the day for which he dedicated his entire life. Why did he do whatever he did? So that the day when he meets Allah will be the best day of his life. And that is why the dua of the Badu, of the man who was making dua, and Rasulullah ﷺ passed by and he heard this man, and the man praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some very, very beautiful words. And then the man made dua and he said, oh my Rabb. He said, oh Allah, make the last of my deeds the best of my deeds, and make the last day of my life the best day of my life when I will meet you. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam liked his dua, and he liked the way he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that he called him and he gave him a big lump of gold as a gift for the way he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for this dua. And we ask the same dua for ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last of our deeds the best of our deeds, and may Allah make the last day of our lives the best day of our lives, because we will meet Allah. So when the curtain is lifted, when the malaika arrive, the person who was waiting for them, who wanted to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yarjullah, the one who is waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal yawm al akhirah, and who is waiting for the day of judgment, because he knows this is the day when I will be rewarded. He has no doubt. He is not saying this day I will be punished. No, I will be rewarded inshaAllah al-musta'an, because my Rabb is with me and He is ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He is ghafur ar-Rahim. So, the person will welcome them. Then Rasulullah ﷺ said that Malakul Maut will draw his soul out so easily and so painlessly that it will be like a drop of water falling out of a jug. You take the jug of water and tilt it, how much trouble does it take for a drop of water to fall? Nothing. He said, as painlessly and as mercifully like that, bismillah ta'ala, the soul of the person will come out. Because the soul is waiting to come out. There's nothing to stop the soul. Alhamdulillah, I'm waiting. Here, the door opens, go. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Malakul Maut will come and he will not be alone. He will come with 70,000 angels. And they will surround this person. And when the soul comes out, they will handle it like people handle a baby which comes out. The day the child is born, the soul will be wrapped in a cloth from Jannah, which Malakul Maut will bring. And the aroma and the khushbu and the fragrance of that will permeate the atmosphere. And they will pass the soul around from hand to hand in the Malaika, like people pass around a baby, you know, see the baby, let me see. Eh? Because that is the first day of the life of hereafter, newborn baby. And then Rasulullah said, they will take the soul and they will rise to the heavens. And when they get to the gates of the first heaven, the gates are locked. And the guards on the gates, they will say, who is this person you have brought? And the Malaika, Malakul Maut, will mention the person by the best names that the person was known with in this world, in this life. What was this person called? The best names. And by best names is not only the name that was given to him by his father and mother. By best names are the names that he was called by because of who he was. This man, this person, this man, this woman, the one who used to give charity, the one who loved the Quran, the one who loved the Kalam of Allah, the one who used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night, the one who was this and this and this. And the malaika of the gate, the guards of the gate will say, marhaba, welcome, he is awaited, and the gates are open. Now remember, I can tell you, alhamdulillah, I have had the opportunity to go and meet various people who are generally guarded by all kinds of things. And I went to the PMO in Delhi, Prime Minister's office, in the previous government. And when you go there, normally you can't go unless you get an appointment, and usually you can't even get an appointment. But when you go there, if you know the right connections, then when you reach there, the guards already know who you are because they have been informed. They'll tell you, send us the car number and so on and so forth. So the gate opens, you see the car number and you go. So when you go there, you are expected. And there is a vast difference between when you are expected and you're not. If you're not expected, they simply won't open the gate. Simple as that. So here, you are expected. They say, marhaba, welcome. This person is expected. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the same conversation will happen in heaven, after heaven, after heaven, until they reach the seventh heaven. And then the soul is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalla. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go back and sleep in your qabr like the bride sleeps on the night that she is married, and nobody can wake her up except her husband. In complete safety, complete comfort. And then the malaika will come, and by then the tatween and so on has happened. The soul will actually see what is happening. They will see the ghusl, they will see the kafan, they will see the tatween, they will see the salatul janazah. And then in the qabr, the question is asked, and these are the questions about the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am saying this because we have been talking about the connection with Allah. Man rabbuk. It's a question of information. Are they asking for information? Or is it a question about a relationship? They are not saying, Ma Rabbul Alameen. They know who is the Rabbul Alameen. They say, Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. And inshallah, this is what the soul will say. This is what the person will say in the qabr. A person who has been obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has been following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maya deenuk, what was your deen? What did you live by? What was on your plate? And he will say, deeni Islam, my deen is Islam. And then they will ask him, the person, they will show him the shabahat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they will say, what do you say about this person who was sent among you? And this person will say, this person, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is our Nabi. I followed him. I did his ittiba. And that's why I keep saying, Let not your face tell a lie. Let not your face give a lie to this word. Idid is itiva, and there is nothing on your face to show that your face resembled the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, my brother Abdul Mateen, his face was like the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.